witnesses are expected to testify by telephone from Iraq as a military hearing continues today for Private First Class Lindy England. She's accused of abusing Iraqi detainees at Abu Ghraib prison. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports from Fort Bragg, North Carolina, on the first day's proceedings.
The 21-year-old defendant sat with her lawyers, visibly pregnant through her army fatigues. Her mother sat a few rows back, wringing her hands at the more graphic descriptions. This hearing is what's called an Article 32. It's like a grand jury hearing in a civilian trial, except that here, the defense gets to call and cross-examine witnesses as well. Yesterday, government witnesses were the only ones to testify. Two of the 25 witnesses that the government has requested appeared yesterday. Both were in the Army's Criminal Investigation Division. Special Agent Paul Arthur told a gripping story about hearing a knock on his door in the middle of the night last January. He said a soldier gave him a sealed envelope with a CD inside. And, he said, as soon as he saw the photographs on that CD, he locked down the crime scene and called the soldiers seen in the Abu Ghraib photos in for questioning. One of those soldiers was Lindy England. In one photo, she holds a naked prisoner on a leash, and in another, she gives the thumbs up to a naked prisoner. Arthur testified that he questioned England for 4 hours that first night. When he asked her to explain the photographs, she said that it was just joking around, and that the soldiers in the photos didn't think it was a big deal. Special Agent Arthur then began an investigation into the abuse. Recording devices were not allowed in the courtroom yesterday. But outside of the hearing, England's lawyer Rick Hernandez told reporters that he considered CID's abuse investigation incomplete.
All the information that is out there refers to a systematic problem. These military intelligence interrogation tactics are being used at places my client has never been. You have to ask yourself how a PFC would have gotten that information if she's never been there.
Hernandez says military intelligence officials instructed his client to pose for photographs with detainees. That's an allegation that government witnesses tried to debunk yesterday. Special Agent Arthur pointed out that Private England had an administrative job at the prison. That means military intelligence personnel were not in her chain of command and would not have been giving her orders. The second witness, Special Agent Warren Worth, said he found no evidence that orders came from any higher in the chain of command than Staff Sergeant Ivan Frederick and Specialist Charles Grainer. Frederick and Grainer have both been implicated in the abuse scandal. Yesterday, Special Agent Arthur revealed some new information about what their roles at the prison were supposed to have been. Arthur said military officials knew that the prison guards at Abu Ghraib had not been well trained. Since Grainer and Frederick had previous experience working in prisons, they were assigned to the cell block with the most serious offenders. Officials had hoped that Frederick and Grainer's experience could help mitigate the other prison guards' lack of training. Instead, Tier 1A of Abu Ghraib prison became the site of some of the most graphic Iraqi prisoner abuse that's been documented on camera. England's lawyers have said that she is carrying Grainer's baby. She's due in October. At the end of this hearing, the investigating officer will decide whether to send England to a court-martial. The hearing is scheduled to run through Friday. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Fayetteville, North Carolina.